Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
David Hochberg joins us, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. The S&P 500 climbing to a fresh record. Artificial intelligence-driven rally is the reason why, I guess. Dave, is that it? Let me turn this on. There you go. What is going on in the market exactly?
Yeah, the artificial intelligence stocks and the tech stocks are continuing their run and lifting all, you know, tide lifts all boats, right? That's that's what's happening. And, you know, there's a ton of money being dumped into the market. And my daughter, 18-year-old daughter, thinks I'm a financial genius, Bob, because I told her to start dollar cost averaging about 8 months ago. So we started out, she had like 10 grand in her bank account from summer jobs and babysitting. So I took 4,000, put it in there, and dollar cost averaged $100, and we're up 700 bucks. So she thinks her dad's some type of stock wizard trader here. I'm just like, it's not that easy.
Well, a reminder of that when the market goes down.
Things turn around. I'm not that smart.
What are you seeing as far as home sales lately?
Yeah, I saw this article yesterday. I thought it was interesting. 19.2% of U.S. homes for sale had a price cut in May, second highest percentage in over a decade. This is up from 13.2% a year ago and slightly below an all-time record posted in October of 2022 of 21%. So it's interesting, and the reason I bring this up is I had lunch with two realtors who sell a lot of property yesterday, and I brought this up to them because I saw it in the morning. They're like, not here. And I said, well, that's what I thought. And they're like, in Illinois, there's still a shortage of properties, and they're like, any home listed between 100 and 500, 600,000, you're still having multiple offers. So these stories that you see in the paper are macro stories, and they take into account the entire country. So there are properties down. Florida's taken a big hit in value. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, all of the areas, Bob, and all the states that saw an unbelievable increase during COVID that everybody moved south into those states are now seeing a retraction in pricing. In Florida, in particular, is due to the challenges that they have with insurance. Homeowners trying to secure insurance on their property. So anybody that owns a second home in Florida knows exactly what I'm talking about with the state challenges and the governor with all the insurance mess. So that's what's going on.
What's in the future for the mortgage rates?
Again, if I was that smart, you and I would be having a egg cheese omelet on a boat someplace with somebody fanning us and feeding us grapes. We've been waiting for the past 30 plus months for some type of relief that still isn't out there. We are seeing good signs with the job market slowing down a little bit. I know that sounds weird, you know, with the job market slowing down, it's good for interest rate, it's bad for people seeking jobs, but we're starting to see a cooling in the job market. Some pricing has come down, but other pricing has not, which is housing is one of them, which is causing inflation to stay above the levels that the Fed wants before they cut it.
And what's the number on the supply of homes available for sale now?
I think in this area, you're under six months, which is 6 months is the normalized market. So anything above 6 months during COVID, just to give you some type of reference point, I think we were over 84 months of inventory, not during COVID, during the real estate crisis of 08. Mm-hmm. I think we were at 84 to 96 months. So we had 5, 6, 7 years worth of inventory, and it took a while for that inventory to get absorbed into the system. So right now we're at a normalized market, even though the rates are high. We had six closings. I had six closings just this week of listeners, and it's still early, right? We're still Thursday. I think we have a couple tomorrow. I think we'll have a total of 8 or 9 closings this week of listeners buying homes, and these rates in the high sixes, low sevens are not impacting them at all.
Home prices went down in May, was it?
Nationally, not so much here locally. So again, when you see these stories on the internet and the news picks up that real estate prices are slipping in some markets, Bob, but not here in the Chicago. Some of the inventory that has two commas in it, which means a million and above, that's softening in some areas because of the interest rates. But in the other lower price markets, there it's still fluid and there's still multiple offers, at least in this market right now.
David Hochberg, more Saturday morning. What's on the show this weekend?
We have Roy Spencer, might have heard of him, Mr. Permaseal, and we've got Sarah from Sarah Andreas from Robert Andreas and Sons, and we got MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. I'm going to be on, and we're going to have a good old time, 10 until 1 on Saturday after Lou.
Yeah, it is a fun show, and you can tell David knows what he's talking about because he pronounces it realtor.
I got yelled at 18 years ago by a listener, Bob, and I've never made that same mistake twice.
Yeah, I had the same situation with restaurateur. It's not restaurateur; it's restaurateur.
And Chicago, I got called out for saying Chicago wrong, and somebody gave me.
What did you say, Chicago?
I said Chicago, and then I got a text literally 30 seconds later, eight-line text with the sound bites.
All caps.
All caps. This is how you say Chicago. So I now say Chicago, and my wife and kids, like, why you say it that way? I'm like, it's the proper way to say it.
Yes,
and I got
it
a
is.
Text to prove it.
Yeah, be a good boy. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, guys.